The city of Bloomington considered the deficit performance of Grossing Arena, the use of eminent domain, and downtown sourced revenue to fund improvements last night. Alderman Scott Black asked for consideration of several of those issues, and he joins us today. Let's start with the arena, something you did not put on the agenda. Do you believe Venue Works that operating deficits will be on the order of $500,000 a year going forward?
Thank you for having me, Charlie. You know, we want to see the arena be successful, and when Venue Works came to the council a couple years ago, they managed the building. They said that we were looking in the order of $200,000 to probably $400,000 operating loss per year. And these conversations are always difficult when we talk about the arena. Measuring the performance of the arena can be done in a number of ways. You look at economic impact of the arena, people coming to stay in hotel rooms or having a meal before going to a show. That's not captured in an operating performance. It's just simple what has been brought in versus what has gone out.
So what is a reasonable operating subsidy to gain the bang for the buck on the economic development side that the arena offers?
That is the sweet spot that we have been yet to come upon at this point in time. I'd like to see it run even, but I think that's a little difficult to achieve. And ideally, I like to think about the holistic picture. I've seen numbers range anywhere from a couple million dollars to tens of millions of dollars impact overall for the life of the arena. And that's based on numbers that from the Convention and Visitors Bureau Board, which includes heads in beds, people who go out and have a meal beforehand, and those sorts of things.
Illinois Wesleyan University, as the economics department, did some work on that a few years ago as well. Why do you are they now projecting $500,000 in the red each year instead of that $200,000 or $300,000 that was discussed earlier by Venue Works?
There's been a lot more information that has been brought forward since then. We know that the attendance at the shows has been a little more sluggish than originally projected. We've had just about the same number of shows as previous years, but the attendance has been a little lower.
Is that the shows? Is that the economy? Is that what?
It's hard to determine that information. And VenueWorks and Lynn Cannon do a great job of presenting that information to us and trying to be more aggressive in marketing and those types of strategies. But Alderman Sage last night brought up a good point. You know, I've been on the council now for over 5 years, and I've seen different versions of how we want to see the arena run. I've seen us talk about wanting to have more shows. And so do we add more shows and have less attendance? Do we have fewer shows with higher attendance? Do we take a loss on a show just so the lights are turned on? And I'm not sure that the group as a whole has come up with a solution to that answer.
So what's the way forward?
To me, it's about doing everything we can to make sure the arena is successful. There are those who are very upset with the fact that the arena was built. I understand that, but we have it. We want it to be successful. So if it means that we have to do more shows that bring in more people, let's find out what that sweet spot is. Last night we talked about potentially bringing back EDM, electronic dance music. That was a type of show that we had a couple years ago that would typically sell out. I'm personally in favor of that. I was opposed to eliminating that type of show at the time. Let's get as many profitable shows in there as we possibly can and give people what they want.
One of the reasons some people believe that the arena has not been as close to breaking even as possible is that it was built too small to start with, that it isn't able to attract major shows like some other venues, the Peoria Civic Center, for instance. Do you subscribe to that strand of thought or not?
I do a little bit. I think that we weren't able to find the right sweet spot for the number of seats for the venue. I know that I've seen a number of shows there that have been great, but in terms of attracting the big acts, I'm not sure we're able to do that. So let's find the niche. Personally, I'm not a country music fan, but I know that that typically will sell out shows. If you go to downtown Bloomington when there's a country music show, it's jam-packed. We recently attended the Beer and Bacon Festival a couple months ago. That was sold out. We had a line around the door. So I think it's just finding the right niche in the different types of events that will attract folks to the arena.
How big an operating deficit are you willing to accept?
I want to see it as small as possible. So ideally, I'd like to see it within that $200,000 to $400,000 range as originally projected by Venue Works. That would be the ideal for me. But I think my goal, utopia, would be somewhere in the neck of the woods of zero, so it breaks even.
Has this project and its complex history sapped political capital for any new project for a generation or two or however long?
It is undeniable that the arena has sapped political capital for any type of major investment from the city of Bloomington.
How does the city move forward and do what would be advisable to do to remain a thriving community then?
We need to be dynamic and we need to be looking at all possible options. And I think some of the lingering frustration about the arena is I hear those folks, but we can't linger on the past. We have to be looking forward to remain viable in this economic climate. We have to deal with the challenges of the fact that our state is not the most popular state to be in. We see people leaving. We want to be a competitive, thriving market, and not having projects is not going to bring more people back into our community.
Alderman Scott Black of the City of Bloomington, thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate it.
This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.